Good morning, folks, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. It's your buddy Luke Clayton coming to you from the porch of my little cabin out here behind the house. And this is not where I've been about the past week. I just got back a couple of days ago from fishing up in Saskatchewan. This was my second trip up there to a friend's place. Bryce Liddell owns a Squatakin Lake Lodge, and it's a fly-in camp, not real expensive at all. I mean, you fly in from a place called Otter Lake there on float planes, and once you get there, it's kind of a do-it-yourself place. You know, the cabins, the fish cleaning is furnished, the float plane trip in and out is part of the deal. You fish on your own. The fuel and the boat and the motor is furnished, part of the package there. But I don't see how anybody could help but catch fish up there. I caught the biggest fish that was caught, actually. I lucked out and got a 40-inch northern pike on a big spoon, fishing it up around some reeds in shallow water, but lots and lots of walleye and lots of good what we call eater northern pike that are going to be 20 to, 25 inches long, whatever. Just a smaller pike. They make excellent eating. Now, I will be honest with you, I haven't learned how to fillet those pike because they have the Y-bone in them. But Bryce, and there's a young lady there that does the fish cleaning, and they do an excellent job. You just bring your fish in, and they take care of it and do it upright. But cooking fish was a big deal. We vowed to have fish every day, and we did just that. One day we had fish for two meals, and to be honest with you, I could eat fried fish or blackened fish again right now. Bryce did a cooking method that I'd never seen before with using a piece of spruce log. And I want to tell you about that. He took about a 4-foot section of spruce log that's probably about 15-inch diameter, used a chainsaw and cut down from the top down. He cut an X, and then he cut around that X about six cuts that were about 10 or 12 inches deep vertically in the top of that log. So then he takes that log and buries it down in the ground about a foot or so where it's stable, and pour some old cooking oil on there to get it started, get the fire started in the top of the log, mind you. Those cross hatches, they'll hold, you could put some old grease in there and got it going. It took it about 20 minutes. Perfect platform for setting a skillet. It's just a level platform about 3 foot off the ground. And that's how he fried the fish. I know if you've ever been to Canada, you've enjoyed the shore lunch. That's what we did. We put that skillet up there, and they use lard, pure lard rather than cooking oil. And lard, you can heat lard up to a high degree, and very little of that absorbs into the fish fillet when you're cooking it. But you're talking about some good food. I blackened some fish. I use a little bit of a different blackening method. To really blacken fish, you need to have your skillet white hot. Well, I don't do that. I get it hot, plenty hot, and put unsalted butter in there. And then I'll coat one side of the fish fillet with blackening seasoning, put that down side in the skillet, and then I'll coat the other side. And then it takes about 8 minutes to have some of the tastiest, moist blackened fish that you can imagine. We had that. We had walleye on the half shell, which was really good with some, we had to bring our food up there with us other than the fish, which we caught. We had some seasoned rice and that blackened fish with and also that walleye on the half shell with a little lemon squeezed on it. I tell you what, it'll make you want to go back to Saskatchewan. But it was a great time up there fishing. If you ever get the chance, go up there. Remember, hppr.org. Click under Features and then this show, Outdoors with Luke Clayton. And we have a lot of, my newspaper article is in there. It's archived right now, so hppr.org will get you there. Folks, we're out of time already. I can't believe how quickly our little shows go. Make sure and tune in next week, and do check out that article I wrote there on our website. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.